Hello and welcome to Lesson 2. Today we're going to be exploring our relationship role models, as this can have a huge impact on the beliefs we have about love and relationships. So for example, if our parents argued a lot, didn't treat each other with love, or were stuck in toxic behaviors, sometimes we unconsciously copy some of these patterns and behaviors because that's what we thought that love was about. During our childhood, especially between 0 and 7 years old, our brain is like a sponge. We are always absorbing information, observing, analyzing, and sometimes we copy some behaviors. And based on what we experienced, we make decisions about ourselves, about others, about the world, and in this case, about love and relationships. So if dad was abusive to mum, maybe you decided that abusive behavior is normal and to be expected in relationships. If your mum was a single mum and couldn't find a stable relationship, maybe you decided that love is hard. Or if one of your parents cheated on or betrayed the other one, maybe you decided never to trust a man or a woman and you struggle with commitment or finding the right partner. Now, when we make these decisions, of course, we don't do it to limit ourselves. We make these decisions to survive, to protect ourselves. So no judgment here. Whatever comes up for you today, you were just doing the best you could with the resources you had. And now as adults, we can take our time to assess those early beliefs and decisions and rewrite them into more empowering ones. So we will be doing some deep self-exploration today. And for that, I will be sharing some questions with you. So feel free to grab pen and paper and write down your insights, or just close your eyes and allow the answers to come to your awareness, whatever feels better for you. I will be leaving a minute after each question and you can use that time to write your answers, but of course feel free to stop the recording after each question for as long as you need, or maybe just take note of the questions and do some journaling later when you have more time. Okay, so here we go. The first question is, think about your parents or main caregivers and the relationship or relationships they had. How would you describe that relationship or relationships? What were the main negative or toxic patterns in that relationship? Were there any particularly painful events or situations, like someone being unfaithful, a sudden breakup, abuse or violence? How did they used to treat each other? What did they used to say about love? And what did younger you, back in the day, learn about all this? What decisions about yourself or love or relationships did you make back then? How about your grandparents or the parents of your parental figures? If you know anything about their relationships, did they have anything in common? And now think about all the past relationships you've had, your current relationship, or if you've never been in a relationship, the fact that you have never been in a relationship, and how this have been impacted, positively or negatively, by your previous answers. Are there any patterns that repeat through generations? Do any of the patterns that you have experienced in relationships resemble any of the patterns from your parents or parental figures or ancestors? Okay, so take a few deep breaths. I'm sure those questions weren't easy to answer, so well done for that self-exploration. Whatever you have identified or has come up for you, again, no judgment, just observe it like you were an external observer with love and compassion, treating yourself with kindness. In another lesson, in this course, we will be working deeply on clearing old beliefs and emotions with a powerful healing meditation. So make a note of the beliefs or patterns that you would like to change and rewrite and bring it to that healing meditation. But for now, this is what I would like you to do. Close your eyes and get in touch with the part of yourself that made those disempowering beliefs or that learned those negative patterns and behaviors. Look at her or him in front of you and have an inner dialogue with them, asking why they made those decisions. And let them know that you understand where they're coming from and that you are sorry for what they have to witness or they had to go through, and help them change their mind about it. Maybe you can give them some evidence that a certain belief is not true. Maybe you can help that part of yourself understand that the fact that their parents had that type of relationship doesn't mean that they have to keep making the same mistakes. Empower that part of yourself to believe that she or he has the choice now to make new decisions, and that no matter what they were taught or learned, they have the right to have healthy and loving relationships. Keep that inner dialogue going until it feels complete, and finish by focusing on the positive new beliefs and positive emotions. And you might want to write them down and start a list of positive affirmations about love and relationships. Revisit this part of yourself as needed and continue the inner dialogue, as depending on what she or he experienced, they might be a bit skeptical and need some more time to change their beliefs, and that is fine. So let her or him know that you will come back here to have more dialogues with them. Okay, my loves, really well done for today. This is deep work, I know it. So really, really, really well done. Tomorrow, we will be exploring all relationships and how to clear relationship baggage. In the meantime, please do reach out with any questions you might have, or if you need any extra support, I'm here to help you all the way. So pop a question in the course or feel free to share your insights and experiences with other students. Bye for now, and I'll see you tomorrow.